Good morning. I'm John Sleggers. The Lamar's Police Department and the Plymouth County Sheriff's Office plan on partnering for enhanced patrols on Monday, June 5. On this date, law enforcement officers will be on the lookout for speeding drivers, distracted drivers, impaired drivers, and drivers not wearing their seat belts. It's their goal to decrease injury and fatal accidents in Lamar's and Plymouth County. You're urged to buckle up and drive safe. Today marks the annual Free Fishing Weekend in Iowa. Plymouth County Conservation is planning an event on Sunday. Victoria DeVos is the naturalist at Plymouth County Conservation.
So the Iowa DNR opens up the first Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in June every year to free fishing for Iowa residents. And we try to do an event that weekend to encourage people to come out.
An Iowa Free Fishing Weekend event is planned for Sunday, June 4, from 2 to 5 p.m. at Hillview Recreation Area near Hinton. The local Pheasants Forever chapter are also helping out on that date. Free Fishing Weekend allows Iowans to fish without a license for the entire weekend. Events at the Preserve Iowa Summit began yesterday at the Warrior Hotel and Orpheum Theater. Chris Kramer, director of the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs, says historic property owners, developers, and planners, government officials, and anyone with an interest in preservation have gathered for 3 days of workshops, presentations, and an awards ceremony. This year's conference theme is Sioux City, Making Tracks. Kramer says the conference attendees will be getting out in the community to check out a variety of local landmarks. The State Historical Society's History on the Move bus is parked outside of the Sioux City Public Museum during the conference, which runs through Saturday. The bus museum features exhibits ranging from the Lewis and Clark expedition to a NASA uniform worn by Iowa astronaut Peggy Whitson. Tyson Foods has notified the South Dakota Department of Labor of the impending layoff of 262 workers. The layoffs are of employees who have chosen not to relocate to Springdale, Arkansas, in the aftermath of Tyson's decision last October to move their corporate offices at Dakota Dunes and other locations to Springdale. The final day of work for the Dunes employees is expected to be July the 31st. The 262 Dakota Dunes employees will be terminated within 14 days of that date. The layoff also affects other workers at Tyson offices in Chicago and Downers Grove, Illinois. Inflation is keeping prices high on all sorts of goods, and a survey of business leaders in Iowa and 8 other Midwestern states finds prices rose nearly 6% in the past year, but may only rise 3% in the year ahead. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says the leading economic indicator for the region grew a modest amount during May compared to April, while Iowa's figure fell. The survey found many employers in Iowa and other states continue having trouble finding qualified workers to fill open positions, so they're retaining workers. Goss says that's creating another problem called labor hoarding, which is bringing a drop in productivity. Goss says the survey found only about 1 in 6 employers reported job gains during the past month, almost the same as during April. He says a couple of industries in particular are struggling, including commercial real estate and banking and finance. And the cost to rent an acre of Iowa farmland increased 9% last year to a record $279. Iowa State University's Alejandro Plastina says the strong farm economy with good profitability and high land values pushed the increase. He says some input costs came down and the increase in interest rates has not been a factor after several years of good farm income. Plastina says farmers have built up some cash reserves and they're not using credit loans or operating loans as much as in other years in the past. There was considerable variability across counties depending on the quality of the land, but only Des Moines, Jefferson, Lucas, Muscatine, Van Buren, Wapello, Warren, and Woodbury counties saw declines in their overall average cash rents. That's KLEM News. I'm John Sleggers.